foreign land. Don't tell me about it.
Meanwhile, we have an Obamacare update for you. The president, anything but moving on from repealing that thing. That's all ahead. 6 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Fortinet. The House has left town, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he's ready to move on, but President Trump made it clear on Twitter over the weekend that he wants the Senate to put health care back on the front burner this week, and he's threatened to cut off subsidies to insurance companies if there's not some form of repeal and replace of Obamacare. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says that would only hurt the poor.
They're paid to the insurance companies, but the people that they benefit are low-income Americans who would be devastated if those payments were cut off.
President's expected to make a decision on the cuts this week. His new chief of staff starts his gig in the West Wing today. Retired General John Kelly, previously the Homeland Security Secretary, takes over Monday from the ousted Reince Priebus. The State Department says Vladimir Putin's order to cut the number of U.S. diplomatic staff by more than 750 by September 1st is both regrettable and uncalled for.
It's not exactly clear at the moment who this will apply to, whether the 755 people are going to be diplomats, technical staff, a combination of the two, and whether or not it will include Russian local staff, because we know that the diplomatic mission here, the U.S. diplomatic mission, employs Russians also in various capacities.
Correspondent Claire Sebastian, the order came in response to Congress passage of tough sanctions against Russia last week. What's next for Obamacare in Congress? Two House members on opposite sides from Maryland are weighing in.
Republican Congressman Andy Harris tells the Larry O'Connor Show it's up to the Senate to keep up the momentum to repeal and replace Obamacare after the failed vote.
We did our job, and it's kind of embarrassing that the Senate couldn't do this.
Democratic Congressman Jamie Raskin says the coast is clear now for bipartisan action to lower premiums and control costs.
The real problem is the cost of it. I don't think the public objects to the idea that we're trying to get as many people health insurance as possible.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Two people were killed, eight others wounded in less than 24 hours of gun violence in D.C. over the weekend. There were seven incidents in all, five in Northeast and two in Northwest D.C. Police say they can't solve crimes like these without your help.
These are some of the challenges that we're here for. We have to continue to engage the community, of course, hopefully put a squash to many of the issues that are happening.
Commander David Taylor, police are hoping a hike in rewards will bring out some tipsters up to $10,000 for information that leads to a conviction in a shooting. Get ready for lane closures on the Beltway in Montgomery County.
A new resurfacing project starting this week between Seminary Road and the I-270 West Spur. Charlie Gishler is with Maryland State Highways.
Now, you might remember, we just finished up on the inner loop of the Beltway in the opposite direction. This is the outer loop now that we will be improving. It's a 5.3-mile section and should be complete by summer 2018.
Much of the work will take place in the evening and overnight, but there will be some lane closures during the day as well. More than 230,000 vehicles use this section of the Beltway each day, so you'll want to allow yourself extra time. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 21,830, the NASDAQ at 63.75. In sports, the Nats split a doubleheader with the Rockies, falling in the opener but taking the nightcap. Ryan Zimmerman hit a pair of homers to pass Frank Howard as D.C.'s all-time home run king. And the Orioles beat the Rangers. WMAL News Time is 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
No matter where you are.
This morning on 270 South.
No matter where you're headed.
Virginia heads up on 95.
We've got you covered.
Eastbound into the district. Here's what you need to know.
Depend on Jamie Witten traffic.
We are jammed.
Mornings on WMAL.
It's simple physics. Heavier objects exert more friction, lose energy, and slow down. So in the world of cybersecurity, when agencies try to protect their entire platform by piling on multiple single-point disconnected products, the weight drags it down. That means less power and performance. So how do you secure a network without slowing it down? With Fortinet, the one powerful, intelligent single point that achieves end-to-end protection. Fortinet, the lean, mean cybersecurity machine. Learn more about this American success story at fortinetfederal.com.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Don't replace the carpets. Get a Zero Res clean and save. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia still dealing with the crash in the Lorton area. Update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. On Route 1, Richmond Highway in the southbound direction, that's where the crash happened before you get to Giles Run Road. It's after Gunston Cove Road. Do watch. They had stopped all traffic southbound side, northbound open. So now you're going to be under police direction. Just be aware of that. On Interstate 95, it's about the volume. And here we come north out of Stafford to Aquia, Dale City toward the Occoquan. Pretty normal morning starting on 66, heading through Manassas and Central. Just with that stop and go. And through the district northwest on 7th Street, that still remains closed between R and S due to the crash. On 16th Street at Scott Circle, it's going to be 16th Street under the circle. We had the weekend flooding and they're clearing some debris still, so that stretch is still closed in northwest. TheraWorks Relief is there to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet. Use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can even prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at Rite Aid or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice-looking weather forecast here as we head through the next couple of days. Warmer temperatures on the move. We'll get back closer to normal, which is in the upper 80s. Should get pretty close today. A few clouds, low humidity, 87. Tonight, clear, 70. Sunshine and clouds tomorrow, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 55 in Stafford, 58 in Olney, 67 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. Two inmates still on the run after an Alabama jailbreak. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up this morning on Mornings on the Mall at 7:05, we've got legal analyst Joe DeGenova. At 8:05, Mercedes Schlapp. And then at 8:35, the former Speaker of the House of Representatives, Newt Gingrich, will join us here all ahead on Mornings on the Mall on this Monday morning in the year of our Lord, 2017. It's 6:07 now. Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning. New York Times over the weekend reported that apparently Anthony Scaramucci's marriage to his wife Deirdre is on the rocks, according to, again, to the New York Post. They have a 3-year marriage. They filed divorce papers. She filed divorce papers July 6th in Nassau County Supreme Court. Now, they do quote unnamed sources and friends and sources close to the situation. And one source of the close to the situation told the New York Post that when their son James, newborn, they have a newborn named James, when he was born, Anthony sent Deirdre a text saying, "Congratulations, I'll pray for our child." He wasn't even there when the baby was born. Now, she filed for divorce before the baby was born. The baby was born a couple weeks early. And he was supposed to be due. He was due August 8th and was born at 5 pounds, 13 ounces. And on Thursday was admitted to the NICU, the neonatal intensive care unit. And I think it says a lot that when your wife is giving birth to your child, you're not there. For me personally, that just says a lot of the state of your marriage. But I was curious to find out if there is any. Now, from a woman's point of view, this is not fly for me. My husband knew that if we ever had children, you will be in that delivery room. I don't care. I don't care if it makes you sick. I don't care if you pass out. If you pass out, I told my husband, they're going to revive you. I will stop pushing until you're upright, and then we will continue. But you will experience this as much as I will. There is no way on God's green earth. There is no excuse unless you are deployed in a foreign land. And I understand that if a woman, you know, know, a baby comes 2 weeks early and a husband's on a business trip somewhere. I kind of get that. In a foreign country, if you're in the United States, you better skedaddle right back. Like, you better be on the next flight to get to my bedside when I am giving birth, or as soon as you quickly possibly can. That allegedly didn't happen here. So 888-630-9625. Is there any situation, any work excuse, whatever it is you do for work, any work excuse that would be valid for you not to be there when your wife is giving birth? And I want to know from the women, is there any excuse that your husband could give you, work-related, that would make you say, okay, I understand why you weren't there. 888-630-9625. Vince, you get to get some reasons why it would be okay for you not to be there when Allison was giving birth?
Well, what if it was accompanying the President of the United States to a major speech in preparation for taking over as his communications director? I don't know. It kind of seems like that would be a subject that's up for debate in some relationships, that a loving wife might be, I got to be honest, this is the opportunity of a lifetime. Go for that. Maybe you should do that. I mean, this is the type of thing that you should make, probably a decision that you should make in concert with your spouse. It's not one, of course, that any reasonable husband should make on his own. But that does strike me as the sort of exceptional otherworldly circumstance by which you would miss the birth of your child. Although one would think that President Trump would be pretty accommodating to any of his staff having a situation like this. The details of their relationship notwithstanding, you're right. There are very few reasons why you should miss the birth of your child, but some do exist. Being at the beck and call of the President of the United States is an important point. And also, you know, deployment, certainly. But by and large, in 2017, we've sort of codified the standard that men are now in delivery rooms rather than pacing outside.
And to be fair, let's be honest, where was Anthony Scaramucci when his wife was giving birth? He was at a Boy Scout jamboree in West Virginia. That's hardly meeting with world leaders, all right? It's not like the fate of the free world rested on this meeting.
Well,
I'm just saying.
But the fate of his career may have.
Oh, stop. It's a Boy Scout jamboree.
Sure, but now he's in a position where he's accompanying the president and assisting him in advance of becoming the White House communications director. So it's not unreasonable to think that this is a part of his job. What is unreasonable is probably not consulting with your wife before you make a decision so important.
And I understand that the baby came two weeks early. I get that. And you can't plan for those things. I understand that he's supposed to be with the president. However, I agree with you. I think President Trump would be very accommodating in something like that. I think he's a very reasonable guy. At least he comes across that way. And if Anthony Scaramucci said to him, hey, look, my wife just went into labor, I got to skedaddle back to New York, I think President Trump would have been okay with that. That's just me. I'm second guessing. I don't know. But I think he would have been, you can miss the Boy Scout jamboree. It's okay, Anthony.
Yeah.
Head back and be with your wife while she has a baby.
By the way, I should point out, I've kind of got the timeline flipped over. The jamboree was after Scaramucci became the communications director, but this would have been like one of his first official trips with the president as the new communications director for the White House. So that's the situation we're dealing with here. By the way, I'm looking at Heather Hunter, who's standing here in studio. She... A new mother had this very experience of chatting with her husband about the circumstances of his presence in the delivery room. And what was the conclusion?
I threatened a little bit that a divorce might be imminent if he was not there. Now, whether I would actually act on that would be completely different, but just the threat to hang over his head, because he didn't want to be in the delivery room. He is not someone who likes blood and any of that kind of stuff. So, but I said, no, you need to be there. I'm having your child.
But do you think that your head would be in the appropriate space in the days after giving birth to decide another major life event like divorcing your husband?
That would be a lot of multitasking.
That would be an intense couple days of big decisions.
Yes.
Well, Deirdre Scaramucci filed for divorce according to the Post, 3 weeks before the baby was born. But Heather, I would have a lawyer in the delivery room with me if my husband was not there. The lawyer would be taking notes. That's it. And I would be I think that's a good time to file for divorce.
It does
because your pain, your rage is focused at that point.
It's quite literally pain and suffering.
It literally is. Let's quickly take Russ from Centerville here. Russ, is there any excuse in the world you could give your wife to not be in the delivery room?
Flu?
Hi, Russ. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
It's a flu.
There you go.
Ebola.
Yeah, Ebola. Russ, thank you. Now we've got a real thinker on our hands. If you have Ebola, you should not be present in the delivery room.
And the other thing is I guess people are going to have to, I mean, I understand everybody's got to do the best they can with their husbands and wives, and there are circumstances. I don't know about this trip to the Boy Scouts and all that, but yeah, he probably should have made it. My question, though, is to him is sometimes adults even need to be told certain things, not just children. And the question is there any chance for reconciliation between the director and his wife? Has anybody ever considered asking that question? Maybe that should be a segment.
Well, one would hope. One would hope. It appears they're at the divorce level, Russ, but we'll see. If they can get there, I'm sure the Page Six will cover it dutifully for the New York Post. More from you in just a moment. 6:15 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore Washington Parkway commuters getting a little bit better for you here. We have these early delays because of late clearing road work southbound side of the Baltimore Washington Parkway right as you approach and pass the exit for BWI Airport. Now, that's been cleared, but now it's about clearing the volume. Like I said, it is improving. So if you stick with it, the closer you get to the exit, the better it does get. Now, northbound side was not an issue. So if you're catching a flight going northbound, passing Route 100 up toward BWI, you're in fine shape. Southbound 95 uneventful through that area. And then continuing south beyond the ICC and down to the Beltway looks good. Beltway, just a little bit of volume starting to form here in Silver Spring. Pretty normal. DC 295 southbound with the volume past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. Let's go to Lorton where crews tell me they've cleared the crash now on southbound Route 1, Richmond Highway. Before you get to Giles Run Road, you can now get through. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, today it's going to be sunny with a high of 87 degrees. Tonight, low near 70 degrees with clear skies. Tomorrow, except for a few afternoon clouds, it's mainly going to be sunny. It's a high of 89 degrees. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 67 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
So the New York Post is reporting that Anthony Scaramucci's wife, Deirdre Scaramucci, filed for divorce 3 weeks before their son was born. July 6th is when she filed for divorce in the Nassau County Supreme Court. And Deirdre gave birth to the couple's baby boy, James, while Anthony was in West Virginia with President Trump for the Boy Scout Jamboree. Now, there are some associates, according to the New York Post, saying that it took 4 days before he saw his son, and then others are saying, no, he saw the baby Thursday night. But we thought it'd be interesting to find out if there's any excuse your partner could give you, ladies, that you would say, sure, it's okay if you're not in the delivery room with me. That's fine. And guys, is there anything you can think of work-related that you would think would be a viable excuse for not being with your wife when she gives birth? To be fair to Anthony, she gave birth 2 weeks early, so he probably wasn't counting on it. But I think if you're in West Virginia, you could get there. 888-630-9625. John from Alexandria. Good morning, John. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Is there any excuse that would be okay for you to give your wife?
No, if you're a good father, there's no excuse. But if he said, I mean, there are more people getting divorced than married. So obviously, and she filed for divorce. If he said, they don't recommend sending text messages to break up. So can you imagine if you have the guts to send, or if it's okay, if you're comfortable to send a text message, not only saying congratulations on a baby, but good luck to the baby. In other words, that baby has to deal with you. So, but I can, Scaramucci is one of the people that I would picture sending that kind of text. But obviously they hate each other. And, and she's fine with him not being there. So.
This is a good point. I should point out, John, this is nowadays, and this is the experience I had the birth of my daughter, they don't have the nursery set up anymore in a lot of hospitals. Where the baby is born and then goes off to like a nursery, unless this is like an intensive care situation, goes off to a nursery where nurses care for the child and then occasionally bring the baby back and forth to the mother for feeding. It's now like an intimate experience, which is the baby is put in the room with the recovering mother, and by and large, is the father who stays in the room as well and does, you know, a lot of the work of taking care of the baby so that the mother can recover. So it's very much like a very familial experience. I don't know what their situation was, but nowadays it's very common for that.
And I wanted to say one last thing. This guy, I think it's obvious that he's excellent at running a company and being a businessman and doing what he's doing for the president, but he just may not be a good, you know, that doesn't mix with marriage, you know? I don't think that type of lifestyle is going to mix with a marriage.
I think it seems like every job at that White House, any White House for that matter, requires a full complement of your time.
He's high octane, man. He's no joke.
No question. That's true. Yeah. Thank you, John.
You know, that's a really good point about the text. Do you remember the Sex and the City episode where one of her guys broke up with her on a post-it note?
Huh?
And how terrible that was. She's like, he broke up with me on a post-it note. That, you know, this is now the modern day equivalent of breaking up with someone on a post-it note, sending someone a text saying, congratulations, I'll pray for our child. Also, just want to let you know that the Post did ask if any other person was involved in the split. Like, is there a third party involved here? And those close to Scaramucci that the New York Post spoke with all said no, that they actually separated 5 or 6 months ago.
I see.
So this has clearly been brewing for a while. Kathy from Virginia, though, feels that maybe that had something to do with it. Kathy, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Kathy.
Good morning. Yes, that's exactly what I was thinking, and that timing lends more to the thought. Maybe he had strong reason to believe that the child wasn't his.
Yeah, maybe, but as I said, you know, those around them don't feel that had anything to do with this. And he did say in the text, I'll pray for our child.
Right.
You know, it doesn't sound like there's even that allegation going
but
on.
But let's just add some extra speculation to all this. That'd be fun.
I don't want to do that. Patrick from Warrenton, please don't go anywhere. I really, really, really want to talk to you.
Yes, let's talk to Patrick in a moment. 622 now on WMAL.
Stock valuations are at 1929 levels. That artificial wealth can be liquidated in the blink of an eye. Chris Plant here. Protect your profits. Lock in your future with the 1010 IRA. The 1010 IRA is guaranteed to deliver 10% interest for the next 10 years. You can transfer your IRA, 401k, or TSP into a 1010 IRA with zero tax liability. You've heard me talk about fiduciary financial advisor and WMAL radio host David Ahrens. I know David personally, and you'll be impressed with his knowledge, integrity, and straightforward style to get your questions answered quickly. It starts with a call or text message to receive the free information packet on the 1010 IRA. 10% interest for 10 years is here now. Begin to secure your future with a call or text message to 888-411-4130. That's 888-411-4130. Call or text 888-411-4130.
Are you working harder but not getting ahead? The rich get richer in any economy, but are you? Today's economy is filled with opportunities if you understand the new rules of money. You're invited to attend a free Rich Dad Education financial workshop coming to this area. That's right, it's free. Take the first step towards financial freedom for you and your family. This totally free workshop is based on the teachings from the best-selling book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. At this free workshop, we will introduce you to strategies on how to get out of the rat race and become financially free in any economy, and why saving money will never make you rich. You will also discover real strategies that can lead you to financial freedom.
Register now to attend a free Rich Dad Real Estate Workshop in the Washington, D.C. area August 2nd through the 5th. Go to richdaddc.com or call 800-335-9687. That's 800-335-9687. You'll receive a free property toolkit just for attending, plus online access to the Legacy Series. Seats are filling up for our Washington, D.C. area real estate workshops. Take the time now to register at richdaddc.com or call 800-335-9687 and reserve your seat today.
Additional products and services will be offered for sale.
Today. You have a honey-do list longer than your arm. Your significant other keeps interrupting you while you're watching your favorite team play on TV. Your to-do list is turned into your to-don't-wanna list. The solution? Download the Tackle app. That's T-A-K-L. With Tackle, you'll find providers for all the small odds and ends type chores you just don't want to do yourself. The Tackle app gives you more freedom to do the things you want to do and not have to worry about the never-ending to-do list again. It's a beautiful thing. 95% of the service providers on Tackle are 5-star rated, and all of them are background checked, and offer pre-priced quotes on all the stuff you either can't do or really don't want to break a sweat over. Need junk cleared from around the house? Get it tackled. Hang the big screen TV? Tackled. Fix the squeaky ceiling fan? Consider it tackled, along with any other small job or chore you can think of. Win your weekends back and do what you want to do. Find providers who are eager and ready to do the stuff you'd rather not. Text the keyword LIFE to 47400 to download the free Tackle app today. That's LIFE to 47400. Gonna be a good
day. Oh, it's 625. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Hi, Jamie.
Good Monday morning, Vince. And here we go. Update is now sponsored by AAA. Through Northwest, we have a couple of problems. First, the crash still closing 7th Street between R and S Street. They have the block in each direction on 7th, again in Northwest. On 16th Street, under Scott's Circle, you can't go under the circle on 16th Street due to the weekend flooding, and they're still doing some cleanup in that area. Getting into town, no problem. Southeast Southwest Freeway, that looks good each direction between the 14th Street Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge. Let's go Lorton area. Had the earlier crash, might still see some cleanup activity, but you can get through, and I'm not saying too much of a backup here, so you're good to go. Southbound Route 1 Richmond Highway before Giles Run Road, but again, still watch for some of that activity. 66, it's been about the volume for you as you head through Manassas, Centerville, 270 through Urbana and Hyattstown. That seems to be about the slowest stretch. Now, when your car breaks down, you just want to get back on the road quickly, and that's why there's AAA. Visit AAA.com to sign up or renew. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Real good looking Monday. Enjoyed a few high clouds, filter sunshine throughout the daytime hours. A nice pleasant start, a decent finish, just a little warmer, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 68 degrees, 626 on WMAL.
I'm talking about the New York Post piece over the weekend about Anthony Scaramucci's wife, Deirdre, filing for divorce while 9 months pregnant and giving birth to their son while he was in West Virginia at the Boy Scout Jamboree. Wanted to know, is there any viable excuse for you not to be in the delivery room? Patrick in Warrington. Patrick, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Patrick, any reason for you not to be there?
Good morning. My wife knew that I did not want to be in the delivery room, but I did want to be in the delivery room. I cannot stand to see other people's blood. Well, she went in early because she was preeclamptic. I was told by my sister and my mother-in-law that I had to be in the delivery room. I went in, was sitting up by her head, you know, the curtain up. They delivered my son. Had to have a C-section for emergency purposes. Well, they said, do you want to come around and see your son? Well, I walked around, saw my son, and I looked over, and my wife was there, cut wide open from the C-section.
Right.
Well, I don't remember leaving the operating room. The next thing I remember was my mother-in-law said, well, what happened? I was like, I saw Marcus, and next thing you know, talking to you.
I think that's what happens. See, all these women in your life pressuring you to do things you know you shouldn't be doing. That's it, Patrick.
That's great.
Thanks for that call. 628 now on WML.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. Ever wonder why my wife Jean and I devoted our career to teaching people about personal finance? Everyone deserves the best possible advice for your personal finances and managing your money. My wife Jean and I started our firm to give you the service and expertise you deserve, regardless of how much you have to invest. You don't have to be a millionaire to talk to an Edelman financial planner. Whether you're worried if you're saving enough for retirement or planning for a trip around the world, we'll help you figure it all out. Let us help you achieve your financial goals, just like we've helped thousands of families just like yours.
Ranked the number one independent financial advisor in the nation 3 times by Barron's. Call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK. Or visit us at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Barron's rankings of advisors has 3 major components: assets managed, revenue produced, and quality of the advisor's practice. Investment returns are not considered. Only advisors who apply are ranked, awarded in 2009, 11, and 12.
Well, she's sitting curled up on my lap as we speak. Beautiful Bella is my long-haired Dachshund. She was thrown out of a pickup truck going 30 miles an hour, and she disappeared into the woods with the wild animals, boars and coyotes. About 4 weeks later, she just appeared as she was a mess. Her fur was matted. She scratched almost nonstop. My friend suggested that I order this stuff called Dinovite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
She gobbles it up. She has been itch-free ever since, and her fur is gorgeous. Anyone out there who has a rescue dog, start them on a Dinovite diet for at least a 90-day period. They bond better with the people who take good care of them. They are going to be your buddy for a very, very long time.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DINOVITE.com.
All right, the President of the United States not giving up on their Obamacare repeal fight. What he's calling on the Senate to do immediately might have Mitch McConnell shaking in his loafers. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 6:30. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Bray and Scarf. Two people were killed and eight wounded in seven shooting incidents in the district in less than 24 hours over the weekend, and no one's been arrested. Police Chief Peter Newsham tweeted out Sunday he's very disheartened with the senseless shootings, and he asked residents to, quote, help us prevent more from happening. A woman and two young boys are missing from the Leesburg area. 27-year-old Courtney Ash was last seen Friday night with her 5-year-old son Cameron and her 7-year-old cousin Jalen. They were expected to return to a family residence but never did and were reported missing on Sunday. The three could be in a 2002 blue Ford Taurus with Virginia tags. If you think you've seen it, please call the Loudoun County Sheriff's Office. Remember that New York businessman who drew scorn when he drove up prices of a life-saving drug by 5,000%? Well, he's testing karma in an unrelated case as a jury decides his fate on a federal fraud charge.
For the past few weeks, Martin Shkreli listened as a federal prosecutor questioned witness after witness about his drug company Retrofin and his failing hedge fund. Assistant U.S. Attorney Jacqueline Kasulis said the so-called farmer bro lied over and over to investors and paid them with money from his pharma company. Shkreli's defense attorney said in his closing arguments that everything the brash, cocky young man did was with the best of intentions and no one was hurt because his clients got paid in the end. As the jury deliberates today, they'll have to decide whether he's guilty of any of the eight counts against him. Steve Kastenbaum in Brooklyn, New York.
Checking your money, the Dow opens at 21,830, the NASDAQ at 63.75. In sports,
Zimmerman gets over the top of that baby. See you later. Facade, second level, second of the day.
Ryan Zimmerman was the only good news in the Nats' day game against the Rockies. He became D.C.'s all-time home run king to pass the great Frank Howard in a 10-6 loss to Colorado. The Nats did earn a split with a 3-1 win last night, and the Orioles crushed the Rangers. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
A recent study found that some 40% of the actions we take every day aren't the result of decision-making. They're just habits, things we do without thinking. Take appliance shopping. A lot of people automatically go to a big box or department store when it's time for an appliance. But the reality is, Bray & Scarf is a much better option. We have an entire store filled only with top name appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big box stores. Our staff is incredibly knowledgeable, and our prices will amaze you. So break your appliance habit and come to Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Virginia's Energy Star tax-free holiday is this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and Bray & Scarf is ready to offer you savings on top of savings, like a GE washer for just $499. That's $150 off with no sales tax, or a GE French door refrigerator for just $1,999. Save $800 and pay no sales tax. Shop any of the Bray & Scarf Virginia locations during the tax-free weekend.
I want to tell you about EMP 180 weight loss. I've been telling you a lot about how I've kept the weight off, right? I lost almost 40 pounds with my New Year's resolution, and I lost it in just under 4 months. And I've kept that weight off because of the maintenance program. You know, losing weight is one thing, keeping it off is another. It's changed my life, EMP 180 weight loss has. But I want to go for a moment back to when I decided I need to make this change. When I looked in the mirror and recognized, you know, I don't look right. I don't feel right. The clothes don't fit me right. I'm not feeling the way I'm supposed to feel because I'm sore in my joints or I'm winded going upstairs at the Metro. If you're like that, if you're with me, please, I implore you, call EMP 180 Weight Loss. Check it out. Just talk to them. Find out what the program is and how it's going to work for you because it works. And it's time. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them. Here's the number, 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
Hello?
Hi, I'm Brian from...
I know who you are. Come on in.
Yes, sir. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Are those the magic hats?
Yes, sir. That's the official 1-800-GOT-JUNK logo and everything.
Does it make you happy?
Yes, sir. Very happy.
Will it... make me happy?
Yes, sir. All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at
will disappear.
I want to wear it.
The hat?
Yeah, the happiness hat.
There's one thing we need to do first.
What?
Point at something you wish would disappear.
Okay, how about that?
Wow, that felt great.
Wow. Wow!
Will there be anything else?
Look at this place! I feel amazing!
Still want to wear the hat?
No, it's enough just to know the guys who do.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us. Spread the word, sir. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
6:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And heading through Northwest, a change for the better. 16th Street, you can now go southbound 16th Street under Scott Circle. They still have the northbound side blocked. I'm watching this in the traffic cameras. They're doing cleanup from the weekend flooding. But southbound, all lanes are good to go under Scott Circle. Northbound, hope to get that reopened here momentarily. Now, with the crash still, 7th Street remains closed between R and S Street and Northwest. Again, that's a stretch of 7th Street that's closed. See a lot of police activity there as well. Let's get around the Beltway and with ease. Virginia, without any early troubles reported here, heading toward the Wilson Bridge and through Annandale Tysons. Top side of the Maryland Beltway, slowest stretch right now, 95, and pushing around toward Colesville Road. Nothing on the way. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Low dew points and lower temperatures over the weekend, and that rolls right on into this Monday. A few clouds, otherwise sunshine and warmer. 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 58 in Vienna, 61 in La Plata, 67 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by Jiffy Lube. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Monday morning. Joining us in about an hour, it is Joe DeGeneva. Excuse me, half an hour. Joe DeGeneva, legal analyst. Talk to him about all the changes going on in the White House with the staff there. At 8:05, it's Mercedes Schlapp. And at 8:35, former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich, will be joining us. I'm Mary Walter, right here with Vince Colonnese. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. So when we went into the weekend, the belief was that this healthcare fight was basically done. We were moving onward to tax reform, to raising the debt ceiling, all these other things that have to be done rather quickly, by the way, in order to get them done prior to, you know, once Congress gets back from recess, they've got to get that debt ceiling raised, I think, in like 12 days worth of work. That's about all the time they have to get something done. So the presumption was we're moving on. But we spoke a little too soon because the president of the United States has no interest in moving on. He's stuck on Obamacare repeal. So this is he had a series of tweets this weekend that, of course, got the entire press and certainly the Republican Party riled up. Among them, he said, Republican Senate must now get rid of the 60 votes. It is killing the Republican Party, allows 8 Democrats to control the country, and 200 bills sit in the Senate. A joke. The very outdated filibuster rule must go. Budget reconciliation is killing Republicans in the Senate. Mitch McConnell, go to 51 votes now
and win, it's time. He goes on, Republicans in the Senate will never win if they don't go to a 51-vote majority now. They look like fools and are just wasting time. 8 Democrats totally control the U.S. Senate. Many great Republican bills will never pass, like Kate's Law and complete health care. Get smart. If the Senate Democrats ever got the chance, they would switch to a 51 majority vote in first minute. They are laughing at Republicans. Make a change. He goes on, after 7 years of talking repeal and replace, the people of our great country are still being forced to live with imploding Obamacare. Imploding Obamacare. And then finally, he issues this important threat. He says that he wants to, if a new healthcare bill is not approved quickly, he wants to end bailouts for insurance companies, which is these cost-sharing reductions that the administration currently plays to insurance companies, these subsidies, in order to keep healthcare costs down. And he's threatening to remove federally paid healthcare for members of Congress, a special carve-out that members of Congress get on Obamacare. That's the president this weekend, all hot and bothered about Obamacare repeal, insisting that they stay on this, that this is the task ahead of them. They need to stay on repealing and replacing Obamacare. So do you think this is where the U.S. Congress needs to be? Should Mitch McConnell, should Paul Ryan stay on this piece of legislation, developing a repeal plan for Obamacare, or is it time to move on? Do they need to get to tax reform? Do they need to get to passing a budget? Do they need to get to raising the debt ceiling? Where are you on this? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
You know, it's interesting. On Friday, Vince, we were having this discussion. You know, look, they failed on health care. Maybe they can move on to the budget. Maybe they can move on to other things because they need a win. And I would love to see them say, okay. And didn't the president last week tweet out that we're going to let it die? So I thought we were going to let it die, and that a lot of our listeners, you and I, were both saying, well, you know, okay, so we're going to let it die, and then when it implodes, the Democrats are going to have to work with the Republicans, and the Republicans are going to move on, and they're going to move on to something they can get a win, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's the budget, whatever it happens to be, the Republicans are going to move on. And I think that for me personally, I would love to see them just accomplish something instead of sitting there and fighting this same fight and rolling the same boulder up the hill. Why not move on to something that, you know, a little bit more low-hanging fruit, something that you can get a win on, unless Mitch McConnell is getting the vibe that maybe they can't win on the budget. Are they that divided that they can't win on something new and they don't want to move on to something new for fear of yet another failure? So we're just going to keep hammering this one because we've already had the failure. So we're just going to keep hammering at it and see where it goes. Well, I wonder if that's what's going on. I'm kind of surprised that they're going to keep beating the same dead horse instead of moving on to a win.
Well, the president thinks that what they need is a change in Senate policy, that they need to invoke this nuclear option in order to get to a point where they just need a simple majority. Look, they've got 52 Republicans in the Senate, and by and large, they've lost 2 senators each time they've taken a stab at this thing, and they have Mike Pence in order to break those tie-breaking votes. His view, and I think the view of many Americans, is like, why do we have to try and pass this legislation through a loophole in Senate procedure? Why do we need to rely on budget reconciliation to get the people's business done? So his push is, let's invoke the nuclear option. Let's stop allowing it to be a 60-vote threshold to get anything accomplished in the U.S. Senate. So this is the president's push this week. Let's see if there's any appetite as we begin the workday among U.S. senators to actually move this thing to a 51-vote majority to get things done. We're going to talk to you in a moment what you think, whether or not staying on Obamacare repeal is the right strategy. It's 6:43 now on WMAL.
The Zero Res Summer Sale is on now. Get 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159, plus a hallway clean for free. Minimums apply. Book online at ZeroResDC.com.
I have a confession for you. I have been putting off going to the dentist because I had to find a good dentist. So it was a good excuse to put it off. Well, I went to meet Dr. Deb and Dr. Rob at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. I need to feel comfortable with someone who's going to be poking around in my mouth with metal. And the dream team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry made me feel right at home. When I walked in, the waiting room wasn't jammed. There was one gentleman there who was waiting for his wife, and she was finishing up her nap in the back. So when you hear me say that they let you
control the pace of your appointment. It's true. They don't rush you. They will talk to you about everything before they do it, and then make sure you're okay with it. They let you control your appointment. They want you to be comfortable because they want you to get into the routine of keeping your teeth healthy, because after all, that's their job. They want you to have a smile you can be proud of, and they don't want you to put off seeing them until you're in pain. So if you want a healthy smile, take my advice and call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434. That's 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434, or visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
If they'll do it for you, will they do it to you? And I'm talking about those Cheap Charlie AC contractors. They'll show you little tricks about how they can save you a buck here or there. They won't pull permits. They don't follow job site protocols. There's always cheaper. There are always companies out there cutting corners. They're easy to find. Sometimes finding the best company to trust in your home and doing the work properly might be worth a little bit more. My name's Dave Snell, and I run Snell Heating and Air. You can rest assured we'll always have your family's safety and comfort as our top priority. And that's something we'll never take for granted, never cut corners, and never trifle with. That's the Snell advantage, and that's what you can count on when you call my stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
It's 6:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten, the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's go Baltimore-Washington Parkway northbound right as you come off of that merge from the outer loop to go north on the BW Parkway past 193 Greenbelt Road. Slowing. Police cruisers are checking right now to see if there's something in the way there. Southbound side, you're okay. Coming out of Laurel, good ride down through to the Beltway. Top side from College Park and around the Silver Spring, okay. Normal stop and go through that stretch. 270, nothing out of the norm here between Urbana and Clarksburg. That's the slowest stretch. In the district, we still have this crash in Northwest D.C. It does involve a police cruiser, so a lot of paperwork going on here. Closed is 7th Street between R and S. That is closed. Again, 7th Street between R and S closed with this crash cleanup. And 16th Street, southbound side reopened under Scott Circle. Northbound still remains closed with debris cleanup from the weekend flooding there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Good-looking weather rolling right into the first part of the new week and the new month. Last day of the month today, some high clouds with sunshine, 87. Tonight, clear. We bottom out down near 70 degrees, 60s outside of town. Sunshine with a few afternoon clouds tomorrow, up to a warmer 89 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently at Reagan National, 67 degrees, 647 on WMAL. Talking about whether or not it's the right thing to do for the President of the United States to stay on Obamacare repeal, or is it time for the U.S. Congress to move on to other pieces of legislation? So much hemming and hawing, nothing accomplished yet. Howard in Manassas, you're up first on Mornings on the Mall this morning. Good morning, Howard.
Good morning, guys. Look, whether it's the right thing or wrong thing, they need to do it, because that's why most of us voted for many of them. They promised. And the sad thing is, you guys ask the question if it's the right thing.
Right.
Many of these guys and gals aren't doing the right thing because it's the right thing. They're doing what's most important for them personally, getting reelected. And that's always the problem. We don't have enough men and women of character standing up and doing what's right, regardless of the consequences. And that is just sad.
Right. They're just collapsing under pressure, and instead of sticking to the principles. And the reason this is best illuminated by how many of these senators switched their votes from 2015 until now, when they originally voted for repeal on the, you know, when it was basically a purposeless vote. They knew the President of the United States then would veto it. And here they actually have the real opportunity to do it, and they've changed their mind.
That's
yeah, it was the 2015 vote. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Mary.
The 2015 vote was just, as you said, a showpiece, and now we all see it for that. We see it. This was about getting reelected. That is the number one concern in these politicians' minds, is getting reelected. It's not about doing the right thing. It's not about doing what we want them to do. It's about doing what's best for them. Bottom line.
All right, Brian from Mount Airy, do you think that the Congress should stay on this Obamacare repeal fight and drag it out some more, or move on to other things?
I think it's very important for them to move on to other things like infrastructure, tax reform.
Yes.
Because if they don't get something accomplished between 2018, before 2018 elections, we're going to lose the voters and the Democrats are going to take over once and for all. And can I throw a little side note in there?
Please.
About this 51 votes rule, I would suggest that they do not change that rule unless they have a good piece of legislation to back it up. If they change that rule and then vote for some sloppy health care legislation that doesn't really solve the problem, that will come back to haunt them.
Great point this morning, Brian. Yeah, don't invoke the nuclear option unless you know where you're sending that missile. Because you're about to set a precedent that's going to give both the Republican and the Democratic Party an ability to move legislation through the Senate very quickly. And as often said amongst conservatives, it's better for that body to be deliberative than to recklessly rush through legislation. 6:50 now on WMAL.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
UMUC's bachelor's and master's degrees in Homeland Security can help you develop the knowledge and skills needed to manage and lead in the field. Focus on critical infrastructure protection, crisis management, risk assessment, and international and domestic terrorism. Fall classes enrolling now. Visit umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Are you single and trying to meet new people through online dating sites? Why, that's a fine idea. Maybe you'll find just the right person using a computer. Maybe you'll be checking your date site inbox one day, and a message will come in saying that you are the first profile she's ever responded to because, well, just reading it, she knew right away you were perfect. Maybe you'll agree to meet, and she'll be stunning, and laugh at all your jokes, and she'll say you're even better looking in person, and you'll fall in love. And it will turn out she's really a famous Hollywood actress, too. Or maybe you should call It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch doesn't use computer algorithms. It uses matchmakers, real live people who are going to get you out on some real dates for some real fun, real fast. And that could actually change your life for real. It's Just Lunch, a smarter way to date.
Call or text 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 2.75% with an APR of 2.999% on a 10-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today, 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today. 800-700-8068 for a 10-year fixed mortgage of 2.75% with an APR of 2.999%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. State rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
6:53. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with Tanya Hansen at the CNBC News Desk.
Good morning. Stock futures are pointing to a positive open on Wall Street. Cable operator Charter Communications announcing last night that it's not interested in buying wireless carrier Sprint. This afternoon on Friday that Sprint was interested in merging with Charter. Apple is removing its virtual private network services from its app store in China. Critics accuse the tech giant of bowing to pressure from Beijing cyber regulators. Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg is calling on governments and companies to do more to close the gender pay gap. Sandberg tells the BBC, we need to start paying women well, and we need the public policy and the corporate policy to get there. The BBC came under fire recently after it was revealed that its top female personalities were being paid less than their male counterparts. Ford has agreed to pay for repairs of possible carbon monoxide leaks in Explorer SUVs used by police departments. The company said aftermarket installation of police equipment may have left holes in the underbody, creating an opening where exhaust could enter the cabin. Tanya Hansen, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. Our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed a very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
6:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And still a lot going on in Northwest with the accident cleanup on 7th Street. That's blocked over near the Shaw Howard University Station for Metro, but that stretch of 7th between R and S closed. We have an accident involves a police cruiser, so they're doing a lot of paperwork there as well. That normally happens, so expect that to be closed for a while. That's north of Rhode Island Avenue. Coming into town, no problems. New York Avenue, come off of 50 or the BW Parkway. That looks good. 50 delays, though, are starting to stack up right at the merge for Kenilworth and New York Avenue inbound. On 295, watch for the volume past East Capitol Street toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Then you shake free. Good across the 11th Street Bridge. Suitland Parkway crash reported as you come inbound right after Naylor Road. Inbound Suitland Parkway near Naylor for the crash. And Virginia, we're doing okay. It's the volume through Aquia. And again, as you head toward Dale City and the Occoquan. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Nice looking weather forecast here as we head through the next couple of days. Warmer temperatures on the move. We'll get back closer to normal, which is in the upper 80s. Should get pretty close today. A few clouds, low humidity, 87. Tonight, clear, 70. Sunshine and clouds tomorrow, 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 67 degrees, 6:56 on WMAL.
He's going the distance. He's going for speed.
So right now you're probably wondering to yourself, who am I voting for in 2020? No, you're not wondering that at all, but that hasn't stopped Representative John Delaney from becoming the first Democrat, apparently, to announce a run for president. The congressman from Maryland announcing in a Washington Post op-ed that he is running for president instead of for governor or for re-election in 2018. So he announced his plans in a statement that was on Friday. And he's considered a politically moderate banking entrepreneur. He's in his third term in Maryland's 6th Congressional District, and that includes Western Maryland and stretches all the way over towards West Virginia. He's 54 years old. He's worth roughly $90 million. This is Mary Walter money we're talking. and he's one of the House's wealthiest members. He spent about $2 million of his own cash to help finance his first House race in 2012. By the way, he's been kind of... one of the names has been floated for a possible gubernatorial bid, and there's been several people who have expressed interest in that seat in Maryland, but he wants to run for president. Now, the thing that really stuck out to me about his Washington Post op-ed is the words Trump do not appear in it. He says the current administration is making us less secure and less prosperous, though, which I don't know. I saw those lines and I was like, if there's one thing, if there's anything the Trump administration has actually done right, it feels like the security and prosperity planks are kind of working for the Trump administration. All the domestic craziness aside, I don't know that on foreign policy, he's responded about as well as any president could. and on prosperity. Have you seen the stock market? Mike McKay every day tells me, have you seen the stock market today? And I'm like, no, Mike, tell me how it's doing. Phenomenal. It's like the greatest thing ever. And is that something you not hear about. So you've got John Delaney knocking both prosperity and security in the Trump administration, but it seems to be working as best I can tell.
And what I found interesting is the similarities between President Trump, both considered moderates, both have, now, you know, they both are wildly successful in what they do. What I found interesting in his piece in the Washington Post is he hits some of the same notes that President Trump, as you said, Vince, new infrastructure, international tax reform, more investment in science, education and research, new ideas on the future of jobs and work. We build a stronger and more vibrant middle class. So much of it sounds so much like President Trump. And I wonder if it's because they both work in business. So they understand how taxes impede small businesses. They understand what it takes to launch a business. So it's going to be interesting to see if he gets traction.
Politico's expecting 20 or more Democratic candidates to run for office this cycle. That's going to be a busy little bunch of Democrats going after the president. Here's what's coming up on Mornings on the Mall.
7:05, we'll be joined by Joe DiGenova, legal analyst. We'll get his take on the changes in the White House and the administration.
And then the president of the United States hiring a Marine general to